Title, resembling chord stabs for grit intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper drum and bass chord stabs in Ableton Live, and then turn them into gritty, mix-ready audio with resampling. The whole point today is speed and character. Instead of spending an hour polishing a synth patch, we're going to print audio early, abuse it in controlled ways, and then print again. That print, destroy, print loop is where the good stuff happens. Set your project tempo to something in the DNB pocket, like 174 BPM, and pull up a drum groove first. Even a basic kick snare pattern with a break on top is enough. This matters because stabs only feel right when they're reacting to the groove. If you design them in a vacuum, they'll sound cool solo and then weirdly polite once the drums come in. Now, step 1. Make a clean source stab. Keep it simple. We're going to earn the dirt later. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavetable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw, oscillator 2 also to a saw, and to tune it slightly, like 5 to 15 cents. Turn on unison, maybe 6 to 8 voices, and bring the unison amount up to somewhere around 40 to 70%. You want width and richness, but don't go so wide that it turns into a super saw trance pad. Add a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere around 3 to 7 kHz, and add a little drive on the filter, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to start roughing up the edges. Now the most important part, the amp envelope. Make it behave like a drum hit, not like a sustained chord. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically negative infinity. Release short, like 50 to 150 milliseconds. You want a stab that hits, speaks, and gets out of the way. For the chord, go for a minor 7 or minor 9 shape, because it instantly sounds like drum and bass. Try D minor 7, D, F, A, C, or F minor 9, F, AB, C, IB, G. Play it as short 8th notes or 16th stabs. Here's a groove trick. Place a stab just after the snare, like a late 16th. That tiny delay creates this rolling push that feels very Jungle Tech step without you doing anything fancy. Cool. Step 2. Add a light pre-resample grit chain. Light. This is seasoning, not the full meal. On the synth track, drop a saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. Then add auto filter, low pass 24, and use a little envelope movement so the stab has a pluck. Keep the envelope amount small, like 5 to 15%. Optional. Add Karst ensemble very subtly, 10 to 25% amount. Slow rate, just for a hint of width. Now, before we record anything, I want you to do one teacher move that saves a ton of time later. Level consistency. Distortion reacts wildly to input level. So put a utility before your heavy processing and aim for a repeatable loudness. A good target is peaks around minus 6 dBFS on that stab track. Not because it's a magic number, but because it makes every resample pass behave predictably. Otherwise, you'll be wondering why version 3 sounds amazing and version 4 sounds like cardboard, and it's just level. Step 3. Resample to audio. This is the core workflow. Fast method. Create a new audio track. Set Audino from to resampling. Arm it. Record a few bars while you trigger different stabs. Do multiple hits in one pass. Different chords. Different velocities. Maybe one slightly longer stab. We want a batch. Alternative method is freeze and flatten. Right-click the MIDI track, freeze, then flatten. It's cleaner and CPU-friendly, but I like recording because it encourages quick variation. Step 4. Slice and tighten like it's a drum hit. Double-click your recorded audio to open clip view. Turn warp on. And here's a mindset shift. Warping is not only timing, it's tone. Even if the stab is perfectly in time, switching warp modes can give you instant cheap sampler energy. Try beats mode first. Preserve transients, and set it to 1/16th or 1/8th. That often gives you a tight, punchy chop. If you want grime, try texture mode. Set grain size around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and listen to how it roughens the body of the sound. Complex Pro can be smoother, but it can also smear your transient, so use it when you want polished, not when you want stabby. Add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, just to kill clicks. Trim the tail. In rolling DNB, a lot of stabs work best around 120 to 300 milliseconds. Long enough to have body, short enough to leave space for drums and bass. And consolidate each hit into its own clip. That way every time you process, you're processing consistently. Think like a sampler. One hit is one object. Now step 5. The grit resample chain. This is where we do controlled destruction. On the audio stab track, start with EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz. Stabs do not need sub. If you leave low end in them, you'll fight the kick and the bass, and you'll think your mix is broken. It's not broken. It's just overcrowded. If it's harsh, do a small cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, Q around 2, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to make it dull. We're trying to remove that angry dentist drill zone. Next, distortion. If you have roar, use it. Start with a tube or dirt vibe. Drive it until it speaks, then back off, and do a bit of tone shaping so the very top end doesn't turn into fizzy air. If you don't have roar, use saturator. Drive 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on. Then add redux for that jungle crunch. Downsample around 2 to 6, bit depth 8 to 12. Subtle. If you go too far, the stab gets small and papery, and you lose the whole point of having a strong mid-range weapon. Add overdrive. Set the frequency somewhere in the 800 Hz to 2 kHz zone. Drive 10 to 40%, and blend it with dry slash wet, like 20 to 60%. Overdrive is great for pushing the bark forward without purely relying on EQ boosts. Now add auto filter again for movement. Low pass 12 or 24. We'll automate the cutoff. Even tiny movement makes the stab feel alive, especially against repetitive drums. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing it, you're seating it. Then utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120%, and use bass mono on, around 150 to 250 Hz. This is stereo discipline. Wide top is cool, but wide low mids will smear against your bass and collapse in mono. Now, and this is the whole philosophy, resample again. Record a few versions while you tweak just two or three things, like filter cutoff and drive amount. Don't tweak forever. Commit in rounds. Source synth. First print, destruction plus movement. Second print, then micro-edit, then final print. Think of it like save points in a game. You can always go back around if you went too far. Quick pro tip. If your distortion feels inconsistent from hit to hit, try putting a limiter before the heavy distortion, just lightly. Sealing at minus 1 dB, raise gain until you see 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Now the stab hits the distortion like a consistent brick, and the dirt becomes more even and intentional. Step 6. Turn one stab into a whole stab family with layering. Duplicate your resampled stab audio into three lanes. Layer 1 is your main mid-stab. This is the hero. Keep it readable and not too wide. This is the one that should still make sense when you listen at low volume. Layer 2 is the dark low mid-body, kind of re-stab-ish. Pitch it down minus 5 to minus 12 semitones. Put it in texture warp mode. Low pass it around 300 to 800 Hz. Then add a bit of saturation to bring harmonics back. Important, you're building body, not sub. If it starts fighting your bass line, high pass it a little more. Layer 3 is the air or fizz tick. High pass at 2 to 4 kHz. Light redux, maybe a tiny bit of short room reverb. Keep this layer quiet. It's not supposed to sound like a separate instrument. It's supposed to make the stab read through hats and snares without you cranking harsh EQ. Group these three layers. On the group, add a final EQ for overall shape, a touch of glue for cohesion, and a limiter only to catch peaks. The limiter should not be doing 5 dB all the time. If it is, go back and tame the distortion or transient. Now step 7, space and vibe. DNB style, not washy. Make a return track called short room. Drop hybrid reverb. Use an algorithmic room setting, decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz. After the reverb, eck it. High pass 250 to 500. We want vibe, not mud. Send the stabs lightly. Often minus 18 to minus 10 dB send level is plenty. And here's a classic DNB move. Automate that send up at the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase, so the last stab gets pulled into space and then the next phrase snaps back dry. That contrast is everything. If the reverb is cluttering your groove, put a gate after the reverb on the return. Fast attack, short release. You're basically trimming the tail so it stays stepper tight. Step 8. Arrangement. Because sound design without placement is just noise, try the offbeat stab, like a skank, between kick and snare. Try call and response. A stab answers the snare on bar 2 or bar 4. Use a more distorted resample on bar 8 and bar 16 as punctuation. And on the first downbeat of a drop, layer a stab with a little noise hit for impact, but only on that one moment so it stays special. Automation ideas that always hit in DNB. Open the filter slightly across 8 bars. Increase redux or drive just for the last 2 beats of a phrase. Do a quick pitch dip, like transpose minus 2 on a bar end hit for danger. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you do all this. Don't stay in synth land too long. If you're still tweaking oscillators 20 minutes in, you missed the point. Print earlier. Also, don't overdo redux. Too much makes the stab small. Don't leave low end in the stab. High pass is your friend. Don't go super wide in the low mids. Keep the core focused. And don't ignore transient control. If your stab doesn't hit like a drum, it won't cut through drums, no matter how gritty it is. Here's a super practical way to think like a pro. Treat the stab like it has three parts. Transient, body, tail. If it's not cutting, ask which part is wrong. If the transient is too soft, shorten the fade, change warp mode, or add a bit of transient with drum bus. If the body is thin, add harmonics in the low mids, not sub. If the tail is too long, trim it, gate it, or tighten the envelope. One more workflow upgrade, make a palette lane. After each resample pass, drag the best 8 to 16 hits into a dedicated audio track. Rename the clips, A1 clean, B3 crunch, C2 dark, whatever. This makes arrangement fast, because you're choosing from curated options instead of re-listening to long recordings every time. Alright, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. First, create one clean minor 7 stab and wave eatable. Second, resample it to audio. Third, make 3 versions. Version A, heavy saturator, around 10 dB drive, no redux. Version B, light saturator plus redux downsample around 4. Version C, pitch down minus 7 semitones, texture warp, low pass around 600 Hz. Then arrange a 16-bar loop, bars 1 to 8, version on the offbeats, bars 9 to 12, bring in version B as little fills, bars 13 to 16, switch to version C, and automate the reverb send up on the last bar, then bounce it and listen at low volume. That's the truth test. If the stab still reads quietly, it'll usually translate loud. And to close, here's the recap. This audio version is shortened for playback.